A 5 on the WOKV weather meter from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Garrett Biedenwald. Today, we're going to see numerous showers and thunderstorms developing through the morning and into the afternoon. Locally heavy downpours are the main threats. Could see 1 to 3 inches of rain in some local neighborhoods before it's all said and done through the weekend, especially the closer you get to I-75. That's where we'll see the bulk of the heavy rain, 2 to 4 inches there. But for Baker County, Western Clay County, Western Duval, Western Nassau even perhaps, and even some more local neighborhoods closer to the coast, we could see those rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches before it's all said and done. So pretty much everybody sees rain at some point or another through today and the weekend. We will be tracking some temperatures that are below average, though, at least with these mostly cloudy skies after days of heat advisories this past week. We will see highs just in the mid to upper 80s for today. Now, we will have a lingering shower early this evening, but they'll be fading away with the loss of the daytime heating. Overnight lows down to the lower to mid 70s. A mostly cloudy sky for Saturday, on and off periods of scattered rain and a few thunderstorms as well. So, unfortunately, there will be some dry moments on your weekend, but there will also be some wet ones as well. High temperatures in the mid to upper 80s for Saturday. Back to near 90 by Sunday, but a few more dry hours in the morning. Partly sunny to partly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. Then, as we head into next week on Monday and Tuesday, we'll have a partly sunny sky with scattered rain and storms in the afternoon hours and high temperatures either side of 90 degrees. So the big story the next couple of days is the big heavy rain threat here across especially our inland communities of Northeast Florida, with periods of heavy rain being the main threat, with a few embedded lightning strikes for your weekend. Tracking the tropics here in the Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center. Well, the good news is we're not monitoring anything for development over the next 3 to 5 days. We could be seeing a tropical wave try to get its act together late next week as it moves into the western Gulf of Mexico. But as of right now, not a significant threat to our area. That's the good news. We'll keep watching it and tracking it for you here in the Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center. Of course, talking the tropics with Mike right here at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com at the First Alert Hurricane Center. So hope you have a great rest of your day here on Friday and a great weekend despite some of the heavy rain. Enjoy it and download the free Action News Jack's First Alert Weather app. We'll send you free heavy rain alerts and lightning alerts there on the Action News Jack's First Alert Weather app. Have a great day. I'm Action News Jack's First Alert meteorologist Garrett Biedenwald for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.